Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday, February the 8th, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours and a bit more, in around 5 minutes. UK PC sales have tumbled by 20%. PC shipments in the UK have really dropped considerably. 19.6 is the actual figure. But don't worry, HP is still selling 20% of the market, and Apple are up to 9% of the market at number 4. The report doesn't draw any conclusions as to why, it just says it is. But I guess most of us are buying mobile devices now. Virgin has hiked its prices after its free upgrade in an absolutely mystifying piece of bad PR. They've decided to put up their bills by an average of £2.68 per month. Apparently the rise doesn't happen till April 1st, so they did give us something free, allegedly. But one Twitter user yesterday tweeted out, "I, Richard Branson, will increase your broadband speed for no cost before I do, though I'm going to increase the cost." Oh, Richard, what people are doing in your name. The Office of Fair Trading has slammed extended warranties. I haven't bought an extended warranty since Currys walked away from one 30 years ago, maybe. They're not worth the money they're printed on. They've always got a little bit of wiggle room in the wording, and they don't have to pay you for most of it. Some of them are pretty good, I have to admit. I've seen odd ones that have worked well. I mean, parents have had one that have worked well. But the sad part is the Office of Fair Trading gave them a good kicking and then said, no, but we're not going to report them to the Competitions Commission. Come on. HTC's admitted that its phones could be better, in quotes. Their sales are down 50%. Holy hell. The most profitable phone at the moment is the Apple iPhone. Its share of the market is huge, and its profitability is immense in comparison to other phone handsets because of the innovation elements. HTC, though, did say in the UK a couple of weeks ago that they're going to focus more on the quality of the current product line rather than starting to push out brand new stuff that just diversifies. And they must have like 200 variations of phone on the market. Come on. Google has been forced to take down content in India. The Indian government has acted like China, unquote, with a crackdown that says that it's taken away some religiously sensitive material. The questionable content is allegedly something which is offensive to Hindus, Muslims and Christians, as well as, I've got to say, find one comment that's going to go across all three of those religions and you're doing well. And it's all going to be taken down. Symantec did not bribe hackers, apparently. Allegedly, once Symantec found out that their source code had been breached by hackers, they entered into a conversation to give them $50,000 to shut up about it, say there was nothing wrong, and give them the code back. Symantec said that it wasn't them at all, it was police who were acting without their authority and without their money, it would seem. It rumbles on. DRM servers are in a transition at the moment from Ubisoft. Now, the word transition does make me think that they're going to come back, but if you've got Mac and PC titles that rely on internet activation, Assassin's Creed for Mac, didn't know they did that. Oh. Tom Clancy's Hawks 2, Might and Magic, Splinter Cell Conviction, Settlers 7 and Settlers for Mac, then they're probably not working at the moment. Allegedly, it's going to come back. Allegedly. Now, we've all had a play with Google goggles, and they're absolutely fantastic. We love them to bits. But it seems like the D-space of Daniel Suarez's book Demon could be actually coming, because Google are working on a set of glasses that you can wear, and the glasses will have augmented reality in them, so wherever you look, you'll know what you're looking at. I want a pair. Google, can I have a pair to review, please? Pretty please. I'll pay you so I can review them. Google has also brought its Chrome browser to Android. Now that's a huge move. If you've got an Android phone this morning, it's out there in beta. Chrome beta for the Android operating system promises to bring you all of the stuff that you see in Chrome, but on an Android phone. That makes me think I want to go to Android a little bit more. I might be buying a Samsung by the end of today. Now, do you own a TrendNet security camera? I hope not. They're the kind of security cameras that you can propel via motor and that kind of stuff. They're reasonably high-end. But if you've got one, then unfortunately your footage is out on the net because there's been a tiny small fault in their software which has allowed anyone, providing they've got the IP address, to look at them without a password or any security. I've tried to do this number of times when I've got the password and security on my camera system and I still can't get in. So I'm feeling fairly assured at the moment. And it's not TrendNet. And finally, the original Star Trek was set well into the future, but It seems like it could be here already. Samsung have released a voice-controlled universal remote. Oh dear, dear. This is absolutely fantastic. Apple TV may not be a TV. It may be just a remote, of course. But they are bringing out a handheld device that you hold up to your face so it gets rid of the noise cancellation issues. And you just tell the TV what you want it to do. And it does it. It's a remote control. So you tell the remote then accesses the TV. So it's still got to go to wire or Bluetooth at some point. But it's an amazing leap forward. No word on price. No word on date. Should have been a CES, shouldn't it? If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. Sorry I didn't post the Missy show on Saturday. I honestly thought I did, but obviously the drugs for my cold made me hallucinate. I'll be doing that this evening when I get back home. And also, photo show's going up today as well, fear not. We'll be back again on Thursday night with a big show as normal at 9:30. At least I'm keeping that tradition going. And the Daily Show will be back on Friday morning as normal. And then we've got photo at 2 p.m. and there's a ton of photo news. If you're a photographer, you'd be very happy this week. And if you run a new show for photography, you're very happy this week. We may struggle to get it in an hour. And then the Mac show's on at 3:30. And as usual, no Mac news at all. So we'll be shooting the breeze. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.